Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn the Vav of Masech Lishkal. The topics we learn about include: the Mishnah brings a case of one who collected coins of Machzah Shekel and then found that he has more than he needs. The Mishnah Gemara will explain what is done with the extra funds, as well explore other cases of surplus funds in various Kodesh situations. The Gemara will bring several Agadic explanations for the Machzah Shekel, all going on the theme that the Machzah Shekel is an atonement for the Cheder Egel, or for the selling of Yosef HaTzadik. The Mishnah Amud Beis will continue the discussion of surplus funds for various karbanos, as well as discussing the surplus of the Karban Pesach, which may be brought as a Karban Shlam. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about include Karban Mincha. A Karban Mincha is a sacrifice made from flour. In most cases, a kaimitz of the Mincha is burned on the Mizbeach, and the remainder is eaten by the Kehanim in the Azara, as the Karban Mincha is considered Kachi Kachim. There are 13 different types of karbanos mincha that are mentioned in the Torah. Shlamim, a person can offer a karban in the Beis HaMikdash as a voluntary sacrifice, as a karban oila, shlamim, or mincha. A karban shlamim, which may come from a cow, sheep, or goat, is kachim kalam. Certain fats and other parts are sacrificed on the Mizbeach, and then the owner and his guests may eat the rest of the meat of the karban shlamim within the perimeters of Yerushalayim within 2 days of the sacrifice. Meisra Pesach, if an animal was designated for a Karban Pesach but was not actually offered as one, if for example it was lost before being sacrificed, or for any other reason, it is called Meisra Pesach, the leftover Karban Pesach, and may be offered at any time as a Karban Shlam. A Meisra Pesach is identical to a Karban Shlam except that it must be eaten within 1 day of the sacrifice as opposed to the Shlamim, which can be eaten within 2 days.